Okay, today is 10/24/2010 and I've got the recorder already started.
Okay. Who we got?
Ernie and Lou.
Okay.
And he is Shalom. Bobby, we were having some problems with internet connection, and I think that that might be why.
Part of
the problem. Would you mind checking your attorney's mail?
Do I mind checking my what?
Attorney's mail. You see if it works now.
Alright.
If it does, then I can make my settings match. If it doesn't, I don't know what the fuck to do. It is working now. Okay, Pete just restarted the machine again. Let me go ahead and get my settings to match yours. Hang on a minute. Get the properties up for that mail. Personality. Every time they do those damned updates, we always seem to have problems.
That's done deliberately to do nothing but jackass your system for you. Monument to cut you.
Okay, is it, what I really need is submission point 587 check?
Where are you?
You need to do it from the attorney's mail.
From the and career in smell.
Okay.
To anyone we need?
You can see if you can send one else. Send it to yourself.
Okay. We're going to do that today.
Good.
And we're we're just going to keep stalking the guts out of these goddamn crackpot communists living under the blue name.
Yeah,
we call them Gulam, G-L-U-A-M. That means communists living under an assumed name.
Oh, there you go. Make up your own words again.
The Gulam are Marxist progressives, whatever.
You know, that son of a bitch Brown is ahead now.
I don't pay attention to that. See, the problem is, as it's always been, this is the first election that we've had in 30 years that wasn't totally the lesser of two evils across the board in every race, local, state, federal, sideways, and backside of the moon. So we have very few in this entire election nationwide. I bet we have less than 100 candidates in the whole damn nation that are actually not lesser of the other two evils or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
Well, we're just getting our fight started. So come 2012, we're going to have more guts strung out. You'd think we were riding for sausage making, because we'll have the shit stomped out of them.
Okay. I love that.
Yes. I love myself when I do things that are evil. And we're just getting this damn thing started. But we're going to keep the hammer on them because I want to send absolute shock to both parties and the media.
Yes.
You've got to get both parties and the media. The manipulators, we're getting ready for. We're already hitting part of them. But when we start pulling up hammers between here for invocation through this week, and especially between now and shit the bed day for the communists,
mm-hmm.
we're going to start targeting the main bastards, Soros, Buffett, Gates. And we're going to give them the same goddamn dose of sulfur that we're going to give Pelosi, Barney Frank, Kerry Reid, Obama, and all that corruption.
Mm-hmm.
And we're really not going to spare them. After the election, we're going to be able to, because we'll have a little time, we're going to be able to level out in what we're doing, but we also are going to have to add the methyl. So it's not going to be any easier. We're just going to be a little more stable. We'll get them all.
Oh, hell yeah.
And
you know, I was watching something on history or some channel yesterday. They did fix it, by the way, but they're talking about the rumblings in Yellowstone Park.
Yeah.
And that volcano is, they suspect it's going to blow.
It is.
Now, it's not just one volcano, but several of them.
Well,
and when it blows, it's supposed to wipe out Wyoming, parts of Utah, parts of Nevada.
If that puppy goes full tilt, like it could, at a super volcano, which is what it is.
Yes.
It could take a quarter of the United States in one hole around it.
Oh, well.
Which we're out here. Hello.
Yes, it is.
Hi, Donna.
Hi.
Now,
would we be affected here in Albuquerque?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we would, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Just by the cinders, huh?
Right. You're going to have fallout here, if not some major shape damage.
Uh-huh.
1959, when I was working with a cowboy, Montana. One of the people with Pete Peterson in our crowd got a buffalo permit, but he had to send that. And at the time, the better part of them, they wanted to send was down in Yellowstone. And you go out down there with a Yellowstone park ranger. You're not out there jackass on your own. It's a good thing, and then we were talking about it, you know, and he said, you know, we're sitting on top of a volcanic, hello,
Jenny,
hi Jenny, we're sitting on top of a volcanic piece of terrain, but we can't find a volcano, you know, because there's all this thermal activity from Old Faithful and what have you. I said, you can't find the volcano. He said, no, there's no volcano here. We can't find the cold air or anything. I said, did it ever occur to you that you might be camped out right now in the middle of it? But you can look out and see the mountains 20, 30 miles down. And then later, they confirmed that mountain ring that goes around Yellowstone is the cold air.
Yes.
That means that cold air must be 50 miles across in some areas.
Mm-hmm. But actually, that would be the best way to get rid of some of these sons of bitches we need to get rid of.
Well, if I could get them to move the White House and Capitol Hill to the middle of Yellowstone, I would agree with you. Well, I'll move Yellowstone under them. Well, that would take about a half a billion years, and by then communism would have us all enslaved. Well, I'm all touch and go. I've got a 13-year-old who's having a problem following the first rule of mathematics from first grade, called use exception, let alone the rest of the school procedures. So, I don't know how long I'm in this counter, but far away. So, we're reviewing, so you can pick it up online.
Yes. Interesting. I kept thinking, golly, if they let that thing loose, that would be great. We'd get rid of a whole bunch of sons of bitches.
Yeah, I'd like to move on to Peking in there, too.
Well, they're having a terrible time with their mudslides, and there's another typhoon on its way over there in China.
Yep.
So the sun is going to be desecrated very soon. Yay!
Yeah, keep a good form.
Yeah. Boy, we have good thoughts.
I've got 205.
Okay, we're about to that point, aren't we? Alright. Now, the title of these two lessons are actually the Nephilim Wars. This is the second one. This is Discerning Demons. 24th of October 2010, 16 Shetron, 5771 Hebrew. And here's the warning. Unless you are a proven knower of the great testimony of the Most High, do not attempt to invoke or use any part of this invocation of truth. Any and all Catholic, Christian, Muslim, and Jew, as opposed to Hebrew, involvements will result in severe consequences due to their demonic origins, praise Jesus being second only to Hail Mary. In this invocation of truth, you will learn how to discern a living and a deceased Nephilim. Ooh, that's probably not right. Demon anyhow. I don't know the difference between them. You're certainly going to learn how to know a demon. And it is critical that you have this information and have it accurately, and you can use it properly. Since the audience of the New Moon, the Nephilim presentation of Apology, 24th of September, 2010, we've had one major increase in our personal and team firepower application, and that's the essence and use of virtue taught by Command Marshal General D. Shallon Butterger, and the following applications in practice by Brigadier Catherine Ann Malone during our nightly black sessions. While we are still targeting socialists, regardless of their disguise, Marxist, communist, fascist, progressive, etc., primarily Democrats, and not exempting Republicans with respect to this prepare ourselves for the global hell that is still on the horizon. Personal virtue practices, whenever we can do them, will be time well spent, as we're going to need all the firepower we can muster when we begin to tangle with the Nephilim directly. That's why we're not amateurs at anything. They have very extended lives, where ours is a rule of the thumb 70 years. Theirs is about 1.5 million. A million and a half, except for those born on Earth who are considerably lesser, but still into the thousands of Earth years. That's a lot of time to learn, regardless of where you live in creation. That said, there are kinks in our armor, true spiritual kinks, and that's about the only place we can hit them with any effective result. Remember, that kink in their armor is not a wall in combat materials, workmanship, or technology. It's true spiritual, pure, and supple. During the audience, I have the advantage of the direct spirit-body link, as is sometimes the case in the Plains of Heaven and Earth episodes. The priest of Nibiru, who represented the Nephilim, could very well have been used to execute members of the Royal Nephilim household, officers and executives in presence. That audience is over, and that particular advantage ended with it. Akurians surviving here in the nation do not and will not have that advantage at all. You will need to practice as much as possible, not only discernment, but everything we've taught you. Protecting yourself, how to read minds, discerning spirits, and knowing demons when you encounter them, how to dissolve a cloud, create a storm, making sunlight, handling black fire, reading energies wherever they are, reading a city or an area in its truth and eternity, knowing and using your own personal virtue, binding and loosening in the plains of heaven and the depths of hell, executing and burning those deserving directly into hell, and learning to depend on your own consciousness and your own spirit. But nobody else can do those things for you. Now, at this point, I'm going to drop off my script and make sure everybody knows. I had a major blowdown on the computer. My end power just absolutely went flat sour. If it had been shaking, you'd have thought it would have been buttermilk. But thanks to Eric, Shiloh, and Diane, even Pete got in on assistance. They got this whole damn thing back up and running. I'm still a little shaky because we're not completely reprogrammed yet. But we have everything saved. All the systems are working, all three of them again. And the new computer is up. I just don't have it fully loaded. So, thanks a lot there, children. Because without them, you wouldn't be hearing this lesson today. This is one of the things that we saved. Now, back to this. A reminder. The Nephilim are those who came down, as documented in the ancient scripts, mostly found in what is now Iraq and Iran, and better known as Persia or Babylon, the major city at the time. Remember, Babylon was the major city once Eridu had fallen into disarray. Our immediate purpose set the stage for what the Akurians must do between now and Shiloh. With another huge shift in tactics through the first week of November 2010. And the Nephilim are not any kind of friend to any Anasazi. All humans are Anasazi. Remember that. Remember the same thing applies to any and all other extraterrestrials, Greys, Greens, Palladians, or Pleiadians, if you prefer. None, as in none, are to be trusted at any time for any reason about anything unless you want your own destruction at your own hand and upon your own head. The second of the series of instructions is to ensure Akurians can discern the difference between the Nephilim, the demons, extraterrestrials, and anyone else living or dead, and this is going to be our next exercise. There is a huge difference between the field and delicate and require a lot of practice, which it does. These guys are pretty good at hiding. Now, each and every practice and invocation of testimony should be by virtue. Use your own personality and common sense in it. It's as simple as when you walk out of the store. Do you blunder to your car or do you check that parking lot and see what the hell's going on in it? You're driving down the road, you're oblivious to all the other traffic. If you're not, you're using your virtue to pay attention. That's what virtue does. Now, virtue is not only your own awareness of yourself, but the energies you are currently experiencing. And the more you're aware of your own present state, the more powerful you are, and the more beneficial you are to yourself and whatever other endeavor you have to be about. Now, does anybody need a few minutes to rehearse calling up a living or a dead spirit?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you need an instruction how to do that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Very simple. You put your hands out, flat, facing one another, your waist, or thereabouts. If your elbows are at your side, you can get a belly ball in about 1 minute. Call up a spirit. You don't want that. You want to put your hands out farther so you don't get a belly ball. So you just extend your arms out a little bit. And you only need your hands a foot or so apart. It doesn't matter. You'll know where to put them in a minute. Then call up any living person or any dead spirit, but for Christ's sake, leave the occurrence alone. You're going to be in trouble there. You're going to get misinformation that you're never going to get out of. Call up anybody else. You want a dead one? Try Julius Caesar. He loves to get out of hell, even for a split second. You also see what a hell of a mind he was and what a lousy, murdering bastard he can be. When you pull it up, you can tell who it is. If it's some of your dead relatives that you knew well, there will be no question about it. Or shouldn't be. Got anybody up?
Yeah.
Okay. Once you've got them up, let them go. And all you have to do is just turn them loose. Nothing else. Okay. All right. Now, we're going to make a body of light, but we're going to do it on my command. Make a body of light. We're going to ascend into the plains of heaven on my command. Hey, Thor. Astra. Estra. Idia. Akrama. Hosanna. Now charge your body of light with the great elements. Akasha. Air. Fire. Water. Earth. Prepare to descend. Hosanna. Akrama. Idia. Estola. Astra. Hathor. Now send this body of light as an angel standing in the sun and charge it with all the sun energy, burning off any remaining negatives. And make yourself a new sun link for your new body of light. Do not carbine fire. And you're going to need the energy of this sunlight. So when you bring it back, it's going to be just like a great big syrupy string of gold light. Bring it back, sunlight it all. That's it. And now, attach it to your physical body by just tensing your physical body. There it is. No problem. Now, we're going to take this body of light, not your own spirit or soul, just this body of light, and expand it about 5 or 6 feet beyond your physical body in all directions. You should be standing in a great big golden warm globe. You're all making. That's it. Okay. Of yourself and your own power, your own virtue, command this body of light to be all protective under your command alone, where you and you alone rule without exception. Inside this body there is but one God, and that is you, and anybody else there but you. I said, that's not bad. Okay. Now, what we're going to do, you are not going to directly contact, as in touch, anybody, living, dead, demon, or otherwise. And you're not going to permit any direct contact with yourself, body, soul, mind, spirit, etc., anyway. But anyone, now get that clear, no one is going to touch you, and you're not going to touch them, so there's not going to be any contamination capability. There's other protective zones, but that's why you make this body of protection. But you must follow these instructions exactly and to the letter to ensure your own protection. Don't get jackass. Do exactly what you're told. Now you make a second body of light and do not charge it with anything. Fire blaze, black fire, nothing. Make it about the same size as your own. And we're going to call this one the body of discernment. And you stand it out from yourself with whatever distance you determine is safe. And yes, it's safe. But you want to be able to use this body of discernment. So a few feet measurement is ideal. Do not charge this body of discernment with anything. It's nothing more than ethereal-electroplasm made out of the free light energy of creation. Does not need anything else except your control over it. That's it. You got that one. Its own size is also your own limitation of distance, so anything there, is there and can't go anywhere else, and it can't move without beyond its own dimensions, and nothing you put into it can deceive or defraud you in any manner. This is your ball out there. When you put somebody in it, there at your exposure, it's what it is, and all creation can't change or disguise it. Okay. Now that you have a body of discernment. Now, it'll be fluorescent medium gray in color unless you determine otherwise. And if so, return to its natural fluorescent medium gray. Ah, that's good. Takes a lot less energy to keep that. And we'll learn to use color bodies at some time in the future if I live long enough. Now note the fluorescence. It's going to be one of your discernment indicators. See how bright it is right now. And it should be stable, and other than being bright from the fluorescent, it should look like a fog of whatever shape you made it into. Shape doesn't mean a damn thing. Even when we combine them later, it won't mean a damn thing. And if you can't see it as clearly as you would like, don't worry about it. Clarity will come with more practice. And now we're going to do monsterizing. Monsterizing is a game of hide and sneak. somebody else's hide. Make sure your bodies of discernment is still there, intact, and a stable fluorescent ring. Now from within your own protective body of light, not with your hands as before, but by command, and using your own conscious virtue, call up the spirit of anybody you know is dead, and insert that spirit into this body of discernment. And you'll note an instant flicker in the intensity, perhaps a little bit of a shade drifting color of that gray. It's not a fireworks display, nor a bulb burning out just a chip, like a momentary electrical power interruption or something. And some of you may sense it more than see it. Now, by your own virtue, you can command the same information you want from that spirit to fill this body of discernment. The whole damn thing displays all you want to know, just like you know an apple when you see one. Only instead of sensing the information as before, now you pretty much have to read it. Don't get over there and touch it, but you have to read what it is. It's like looking at an apple. Once you look at an apple, you know how to read an apple. And it isn't that much more difficult than sensing, if any at all. Now, once you're finished reading this spirit's secrets, throw it the hell out. No great ritual or other hard requirement, just command it out, and it'll return to wherever it came from. But probably I'm wondering what the hell happened to it. Now, while everybody is unloading the spooks, are there any questions?
Was that one inside or outside the other ball?
Huh?
Was the discernment ball inside or outside the other ball?
Should have been outside. You should have stood it out from you.
You said 2 or 3 feet, but you said the other ball 6 feet around. That's one.
Right. I told you to make another one like it and stand it a few feet away from you.
Okay.
And make sure you keep it out there. So the next thing we're going to do is filter it down like a sieve and put a demon in it. You damn sure don't want a demon in your own territory. That's why you made a body of protection. Okay. Any more questions?
Hi, Jungle. Do we need to be standing or is sitting okay?
Yeah, sitting's fine.
Okay.
No problem at all. I don't recommend the lotus position unless you've got a bowl of beer.
Yeah.
Someplace to put. Okay, now, from within your own protective body of light, Lemma, have you thrown this spirit out? You got any problem with it?
That's fine.
Okay. Now, from within your own protective body of light, not with your hands, but with command, using your own conscious virtue, call up the spirit of anybody you know is alive, other than one of us, and insert that spirit into this body of discernment. Now you'll note, or sense, whatever, an instant flicker in intensity again, and another shade of color, because there's something else in it. Not much different than the dead spirit from before, as a general rule, except the fluorescence and gray color will be several shades brighter, because it's a wide one, and the flickering will be a little bit faster due to something being alive and moving inside of it. That will be the only difference. Be a little brighter, and it'll be a little faster. So when you make one of these, you're calling up somebody that you think is alive, and you know what that live frequency should be, and you're seeing a dead frequency, you better contact that spirit. Assemblyman can get filled with body of discernment, which is sitting out there away from him.
They can't hide anything. But you have to read it. It takes a little more of a read than just sensing it.
Now, once you're finished reading that spirit, throw it out the same way you did the dead spirit. And it'll just go on about its business and go back wherever the body is. It's innate. We'll know something happened, but we'll have a damn clue as to what. Now, are there any questions? Everybody through removing the spirit.
Now, once Pelosi and her masses have left the
body of discernment, and the only the chief demon remains. Command him to fill the internal body with his presence. And he has a choice. Either he obeys, or he stays there until I put all the bodies of discernment in one place and ship him down to hell without further ado. And now that he's recognized that, that's inescapable, he'll... there he goes. Filling them all out. Okay. Nice demon. Poor devil. Now at this stage, you have a body of discernment with a very pissed off, high-level demon inside doing his damnedest to desecrate the place. Now let me know when he has settled down a little bit. It'll only take a few minutes. He is here. His minions and Nancy Pelosi are somewhere else. He's not in charge anymore, and he won't be until he can get free and return to that communist nest. Let him stew for a minute. Now he's got to make up his mind to quit kicking. His problem is he's been located in several places, each of your individual bodies of discernment, at the same time. Now he can't do that on his own. So he has to comply with the same instructions. Because everybody's going to give him exactly the same instructions. Are there any questions? Okay. Once this Pelosi demon has settled down a little bit, which he's settling, I want you to take the time to read that internal body of discernment at a distance. That is what a demon feels like. It's a little bit indescribable, but that's what a demon feels like. Some people say they're like a snake. I would apologize to a snake, although they do have that tendency of reptilian nature that we generally abhor as humans. But the thing about it is, pay attention to how he looks, and most important, how it smells. Get a sniff of him. Like you're sniffing the wind. It's a sickening thing sometimes between sulfur and roses or some kind of flower. Skunk piss and petunias or something. It's a mix in there. That smell is what you've got to get in on. That's the one that will betray a demon every time. Okay, everybody got a bit of how he looks, how he feels, and most importantly, how he smells. That's the point. Okay. Now just throw the son of a bitch out. If you don't want to leave, just move the body. You can take that body of discernment and move it right out from around him. He can't do a damn thing about it. But you'll note that your body of discernment now is very dirty. It's filthy. It's not like good planting soil. This is sewage dirt, for the want of a better term. Okay, just dissolve that body of discernment. If you need another one, we'll make it out. Now this discomfort about that is normal. It's a little bit, what do I need this all over my hands for? Shouldn't be on your hands, but that's a feeling you get. And we call it discomfort as part of the makeup. It'll make great material for a book. By the way, you know what a book is? That's somebody that farts in a bathtub and then bites the bubbles. Now you know why Nancy Pelosi is a vile, morally bereft, and such a liar the first magnitude, and a would-be mass murderer if she can get away with it, as she damn well intends to do once she's managed to destroy the United States and institute global communism. She thinks she's going to be there where she can murder anybody that disagrees with her. And it's no wonder she's such a damnation in the sight of all humanity. An abomination in the sight of the Most High. She's loaded with these kinds of demons. And this is only one of them. Now, all demons, regardless of rank or station, present the same creak. The smell and the feel are always giveaways. But they can make themselves look like anything. Lucifer is absolutely gorgeous. But you damn well don't want to fall for the appearance. Now, it's a core essence that gives them away. And they will fool you if you're dumb enough to let them. That's why each and every encounter with any spirit, no exceptions, must be discerned without question. We learned how to do this earlier from good spirits. You got an angel. Okay, fine. You know his voice. Fine. You get a second communication that sounds like him. Discern it. Because it can damn well be one of these demons. They're very good. And discerning or living or dead Anasazi spirit is one thing pretty easy to do. If you've got any doubts, even in the back of your mind, you've detected something amiss and you need to discern it further. You could be in the middle of a communication with one of the angels that you've just discerned and something will go click. That means he may have shut up and somebody else started talking in his place. So discernment is a constant. Not something you can do once and then forever hear their voice. That's where Dave Willis got his ass in a barrel of shit because he did exactly what I told him not to do. He kept taking these communications without discerning them. You not only discern the communications, you go for each and every word if you have to. Better safe than sorry. Now the process you just learned is how to detect and discern a demon. They don't like that process, especially in the hands of an Anasazi, and they'll do their damnedest to deceive you if you're clod-headed enough to let them. Remember, the chink in their armor is the smell and the feel. And either one of the two is sufficient. You don't need a whole goddamn shopping list. You get either one, discern it again, make sure, and if it's a demon, do what you damn well want to with it. You know how to put him in hell and how to burn him even before the time. And when you're with your demon as they are, which is something they can't hide from us, you can't be fooled unless you want to be. You get sucked in by a demon, it's your own goddamn stupidity that permitted it. And when you pull up a living or dead spirit, as demons are getting, if it's got any, those demons can't jump out and get you, and they can't just leave one body and go into another for possession's sake. They can't do that. So when you pull up a body, don't worry about it. That demon is there. And if he tries anything, you're going to be able to discern it. That's why you're learning this. And this is what you do, isn't it? You discern it. You'll know a demon when you see one, regardless of rank. Now, Emmanuel threw demons out of a man called Legion. And he was called Legion because he had so many demons in him. And he permitted them to enter her swine with disastrous results. The demons caused the swine to run down water and drown. Now, the pig farmer was a little bit pissed about that, as he should be. Now, it's a good piece of advice here and now. Pay attention to that lesson. Never give a demon any place else to go. Never. Because then they have to go report to Lucifer and face the consequences. That's a failure. So, once you have this smell and feel down correctly, it's only a matter of time until they can't feel you but look either. Because you're an eight, you're going to sense it. You're going to know something's wrong. It may look like the most beautiful garden of flowers out there. You're going to know that there's a thorn in every goddamn inch of it, a snake under every bush. But you never discern any spirit without observing its essence. What is the damn thing? From now on, even the living and dead spirits we call up in normal practice, get into that essence, read it. You don't have to absorb it, goddammit, just read it. And very few of those are actually possessed. And it's like they're not worth the effort for a demon to possess them. And most of them aren't. The few demons who are bound in those spirits can't do much but wait for judgment. Unless you decide to get brand to them a little early. And some of the vile, evil, etc. you've encountered with the spirits we pulled up are bound demons. Now you know. When a Catholic crosses himself, they bind themselves with an emblem of death. And each and every time they can have another demon, but all demons are demons of death in one order or another, they can put another demon in themselves. But those demons are pretty much harmless against anyone with a holy seal, or under the protection of someone who has a holy seal. But had I taught you this at the outset, some of you still wouldn't be able to call up a demon on demand, or a spirit of any kind. Okay, are there any questions? Okay. Question?
Somebody have a question.
Okay.
So when we want to discern the demon, we create a body of discernment?
Not necessarily, but you can.
Okay.
It's not a bad idea to have some of these bodies of discernment sitting out there that you've made up for destruction or whatever. You know, like keeping an old revolver, a single action, if you had any sense, when you let the hammer down, it was on an empty chamber in case you dropped the gun. There wasn't anything in there to go off because they were pretty fragile. But you had five more in that cylinder. So having a few of these bodies already made up, don't make them up out of yourself, make them up out of ectoplasm, just like you did this one. And you run into one of these bastards, put him in it, and throw him in hell. And you can do it directly.
Okay.
Now, to put him down in for dating, you've got to go through the process. But if you want to take the time and process these ass down to Perdita, you can do that. You just don't go any lower than a vertical. You bind his hands in it, take him down and throw him into Perdita, and there he is. Without choice, without escape, nothing. And there's no place he can hide if you go looking for him. All the politicians are out there, the masters, the preachers, all of them. There's no place for them to run from an Akurian. Absolutely no place in creation. They can't hide from it. Neither can the Nephilim, and we're going to learn that next Sunday and how to do it. We're going to
going to learn how to detect a Nephilim and a possessed Nephilim and do a little bit more hammering with the demons. And you better know how the hell to do it, because when we take on the Nephilim, you're going to be up against one. It's going to be a long knockdown and drag out. And you need to practice as much as possible. Take the time. Do your own bits. Take the time. And sometime this week we are going to make and do a hell ball for the entire nation, just like we did those 11 areas. You gotta get it together. You gotta, my computer hadn't fallen down, we'd have done it today. But thanks to some damn good occurrence, we're back up and running. I'm behind, but we'll catch up. Now, any questions at all, from the top if you want.
I have some, but I don't know how to put them in words.
Okay.
When you see that, the demon, some of the grab of hold of how it totally looked didn't seem like it was on one level.
It wasn't.
Okay.
I hope somebody else detected that. When you make a body of life and stand it out from you, and don't charge it with anything, nothing as in zero. Okay? Remember that it is you making the body of life. All this material. And I've got something here I want to explain it to you in a minute. Remember, you just went up through all the planes of heaven that you can normally reach. You charged yourself with the Kasha and the Grand Dominance. Right? So when you made this body of life, just by your command of making it out of the ethers, it was on all the levels that you and your body of life represent. Even though you just made it out of energy, you didn't take it up into the planes or nothing. It got that from your creation when you ordered it into existence. Now, to show you how well that works, and it'll be a little slower than a normal process, the next time you get a chance to dissolve a cloud, remember we showed you how to do that, this time, you take your fingers and put your energy off your hand to that cloud to dissolve or expand whatever you want to do by your own virtue. No vision, nothing, just tap it. And what about your vision? But watch that cloud. It'll do exactly the same thing as you did when you were a neophyte and had to take a drop of water at a time.
Question.
Yeah.
I don't recall the Dissolve the Cloud session.
We didn't have a Dissolve the Cloud session.
So
I thought everybody else when we were together in person.
Oh, so the rest of one in New Mexico gaggle didn't get it. Okay. when can the rest of us be brought up to speed?
As soon as I can write out the instructions and do not put them on the air or on the phone.
Yeah.
I'll get it to you. I will email it. Make sure I have your address. I'll print it off for you. It's very simple.
Yeah.
For 1 minute.
Yeah.
The thing is, and this is one of our self-proofs, there's not one science book, and if I'm not mistaken, you're a certified science teacher, are you not?
Top to bottom, 4th to 12th grade, science is.
Okay. There's not one science book or scientific authority on the planet that will at least openly admit that there's such a thing as telekinesis, mind over matter.
Correct.
We teach you how to do it in less than 1 minute. It's
that easy to do.
Well, the school version is if the kid don't mind, they don't matter.
I know. That's not us. And the picture that I would like, when I taught the Greek how to do it, we had me and Santa Lou went out, we picked up the Greek, went to lunch at a restaurant here called Bars. And when we came out, there the sky was perfect, puffy clouds, like it says in the AED. And Santa Lou said, hey, this is a good time. So I took the Greek, who's neophyte is all hell at that time, had walked her through the process. Wouldn't it take the Greek a minute or less?
I think it took less than a minute.
Yeah. The look, that, you know, I'd love to have a picture of the look on her face, but that's not the one I wanted. The one I wanted was when she went out by herself after and tried it herself, and it still worked. Now, that's the one I wanted. So she thought I was probably doing it or helping her, and I wasn't.
Oh, no, it was great when I did it. I did it a couple of days later. Just stood outside in front of my driveway and dissolved the clouds.
Well, it's reversed of the other instruction we also have received.
You're creating a storm?
Bingo.
We can do that.
We've done a move one, but we ain't done a clean one.
Yes, we have.
Yes, we have.
And an end on it.
I know. Those of us who haven't lived in New Mexico are really short on some of these things.
Yep.
What's the determination in my book?
Well, you weren't around a few years back when we had those 8 fires out of control at the same time, and Shilona and I put together the rain at almost 8 fires at the same time and rained them all out. So, yes, we have. We've done those things. As a matter of fact, you yourself took a line of rain and I went from the Canadian border to the Mexican border and wiped the coast from the Pacific to the Atlantic. You did that.
Yeah, I didn't create it. I just moved it from point A to point B. There's a difference.
Well, yes, there is. But we'll show you how. I'll get that to you in secret mail.
Okay.
No problem. And if anybody wants a copy, just send me your address with the word storm cloud. This address, email, whatever, and I'll know what you want, and then I'll give you a printed copy out. But yes, we can do that.
Mine's on the way.
Okay. Anybody that would like to have an update print on it?
Was that a question?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to send him, send anybody a copy, just send it to StormCloud. Send me an email with StormCloud and your full mailing address, and I'll send a print copy to you. Anybody that wants one, not a problem.
Okay.
Okay. Anything else on the agenda about our little wing-ding today? Anybody got a question about a demon or anybody?
What other session topics were in the Mexico crew on that I need to add the storm cloud list?
About 20 years worth.
Okay, storm cloud and 20 years worth right here. That's the name of it.
Yeah, the AED has about 99% of it.
You have to wait inside the table.
Yeah. Oh, let me ask a question because I don't know for one thing. I think the Greek that you taught Ernie how to do TK, the golf club?
Yes, I did.
Are you still here?
Yes. Yes, and I'm on.
How long did it take you?
I was a little shaky about it, but it took me a while.
He's still learning how to do it, actually.
Oh, I see. Well, next time, just go out and flick it.
Okay.
Do it the same way you change the graphic light. You want that big screen, when you get there, you flick it. You want it to stop for somebody else, you flick it.
Oh, yeah.
One of my best memories of raising my sons was a parents do it for, teaching them how to do it, and me and them being in a field doing it, and seeing the look on their faces, it was just unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. Well, not sure that was 13-year-old ago. That was a hell raiser. When Eric lived in Memphis, we went to Saint-Laurent, went to Memphis to meet up with him and some of our artists. Layton and Monica came in from Atlanta. Chris Chandler came in from,
Fayetteville,
yeah. And there was a couple of other come around from wannabes. We didn't teach them, but we taught all of our own how to dissolve the cloud. Everybody was talking about how to dim the lights, you know. Lacon caught on real quick. God, I mean, it's a right now. So, sometime later, this has to be, what, 3 or 4 years afterwards, or more. For Lacon's birthday or some such celebration, they got him tickets to a concert, outside concert, to Earth, Wind, and Fire, his favorite group. And him and Ernie and some of the people there, I don't know who all. And here come on these goddamn Atlanta storms that's going to rain on everybody's parade. After they went to all this trouble, not only to get the tickets, but to be able to get into the venue, you know how some of them can be, this damn storm comes up. And Lacon got rid of it, and Ernie knew that he got rid of it. So it's a very simple process, really. Works a hell of a lot better for the PKs, and especially in cases like this, you want a storm, bring one up. Just remember, if you drown a bunch of people, you're responsible for it, but if you need the rain, bring the rain, because it's going to kill somebody anyhow. Every rain does. Okay, any more questions?
Nope, I'm good.
Okay, well, I know that some of you are having questions of yourself about yourself. And there's a process called past life recalls, where if you had an incarnation, there's a way to tap into it and know what the hell it was. It takes a little bit of practice, a bit of a bitch to do, but one of the things, the practice itself, will add anywhere from 5 to 25, is the most I've seen, points to your IQ. If your mind understands.
Yes, but Bobby, all of us were not born with a soul, or born so that we don't have past life.
Right. So, nevertheless, if you learn how to do it, it will still take the experience out of this life, and it's like getting a chance to go back through all your education again. So it'll up the IQ considerably. And in my case, I have to do it about every hour and hour. I carry an ID card to know who the hell I am.
Hey, Bobby.
Yeah.
I just wanted to share a story about the storm. My first experience, you know, mine, true story.
You distorted on me.
I said, I'd like to share a quick experience about my first time trying the storm thing.
Yeah. Go ahead.
And when I was in Florida, I built and constructed ponds. And I was getting ready to set up to work on a guy's pond, and he comes out and says, "Oh, looks like you're not going to be able to work today. The clouds were really thick and dark, and it was starting to rain." Florida, I don't know if you know, but they have like flash floods. But anyway, I said, "Well, you never know." So he walks back in the house, and then comes out 10 minutes later, and the sun was shining.
so she needed the school to not be open at that church you bought her. That just snow. She bought herself time. Bought her just enough snow to shut down the school for the morning and then got rid of it. You can do it either way. Making a storm or getting rid of one is child's play for an occurrence. It really is. We have those dastardly abilities, you do. And that's why the Pelosi's in the world are doing everything they can to get rid of us. They have every intention of disposing of us as soon as possible. Make no mistake. The trouble is, we're going to flush that commode first. Okay, any other questions? If not, it's been about an hour altogether, and I have to prepare and correct some of the errors I found in my script for the 8 o'clock session. For those of you that want to come back at 8 o'clock, you're more than welcome. And we'll do this again. Children, I bid you a good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir.
Thank you.
Hi.